expected thing. Not because God is hooked on novelty, not because God's, but instead because of God's spacious love that is so often a rare thing in our love-deprived world. We could not have anticipated the events of Christmas. We could not have expected that God's most special thing in the whole of history of life on this planet would take place in a cowshed in Bethlehem. But it was so. Nor would we have expected that God's special thing would take place in the vulnerability of yet another tiny human baby. But it was so. Babies are plentiful in our world, thousands upon thousands born every day. But God's pure wisdom planned another, one more human infant in whom God's true love could be born among us, full of unimaginable grace and truth. Thank God it was so. Tonight we celebrate the hallowing of our human flesh. Tonight our potential strengths are uncovered and our weaknesses are overcome. Tonight our self-respect is recreated by that common yet unique baby. Tonight our faith is renewed as the unexpected God does the unexpected thing by which the whole world is in a profound sense reborn through one more human baby. With that birth, the world is never the same again. Never the same valley of broken hopes. Never the same stony field of loneliness. Never the same barren hilltops where despairing souls build altars to an unknown God. Tonight, we once more celebrate that true love has broken loose on planet Earth. The very soul of God wears our flesh and shares our laughter, bears our smells and shares our toils, dares our dreams and shares our frustrations. Tonight, the Word became flesh. Not to be put back into words again, but to be made flesh in our lives. Words can celebrate and adorn the event. We can sing and shout and laugh. But ultimately, the Christmas gift is for living. It is for becoming flesh. With the resilience of divine grace, with the light which cannot be put out, with the joy which no one can take from us, God comes among us, gasping that first human breath, making that little crying protest at the apparent coldness of existence. It is all so wonderfully odd, yet so wonderfully right for this kind of world. That is why we come at this midnight hour in anticipation, that the unexpected God might meet us again in the stable-like stuff of our common experience. O come, Emmanuel. I invite you to take a moment to listen to a song called Strange Way to Save the World.